There are four seasons each year: spring, summer, fall, and winter. Depending on where you live, there may not be much differentiation between them, or perhaps maybe you've had rainy and dry seasons. As an entrepreneur, you're going to go through plenty of seasons as well in your business. Depending on your product or service, you may even have cyclical busy and slow seasons. Regardless, every business owner goes through seasons of growth and seasons of want and seasons of struggle. If you're facing either of the latter two, it is tough. I know it's tough because I've been there. I mentioned that a lot of the impetus for me to sit down and write this book came from the reactions I saw in the audiences at my Dream Business Academy. I openly share my story at those events and as I've been doing here in this book, because I think it's important to understand that if you are facing a rough season, you're not alone. I'm reminded of the recent story of Rob Conrad, former Miami Dolphins fullback who fell off his fishing boat 9 miles off the Florida coast. A sudden wave knocked him overboard, and with his boat on autopilot, it motored out of his reach. With no other boats in the area, his only chance for survival was to start swimming. The sun went down. Sharks circled him. Jellyfish stung him. He prayed for help. In an interview, Rob said, "I just said, look, I am not dying tonight. I am going to make it to shore." And at 4:30 a.m., after 16 hours of swimming, he reached Palm Beach. Rob Conrad decided to survive. Now listen, folks, your rough season may not be life-threatening, but I know it certainly feels like that sometimes. Without a doubt, I have faced seasons of crises. My initial season of crises was 15 months of devastating unemployment, facing cancer, losing all of our income, our savings, mounting debt. You know, without a doubt, though, my season of crises, another one occurred, you know, into my first year of business. When I did decide to start my business in 2001, the entire first year was what I now call revenue free, which is my kind of nice sanitized way of saying it took me a full year to get my first new client. Now, I wasn't just bemoaning the entire 12 months. I was full out groaning at times. And, you know, a lot of times when I was just wondering, when is my first client going to come? Now, despite that nagging worry, I was constantly busy because I was planting seeds the entire first year. I was attending Chamber of Commerce meetings, networking like I've never done before. I was doing cold calling by phone, knocking on doors. I was doing everything I could think of to spread the word about my newsletter marketing business. Now, with hindsight being 2020 with very clear vision, looking back on what happened, the experience I had, if I had known how those seeds that I'd been planting were slowly growing roots beneath the proverbial soil and out of sight, it might have made those 12 months a little easier to bear. Looking back, it was like I was a farmer. I'd purchased this new farm and I had to completely clear out the weeds, prepare the soil, and then start planting seeds. Nothing grows overnight. I was actually nurturing those seeds by the networking actions and early business building steps I was taking. And then finally in the 12th month, the crop ripened and I had a harvest. My first new client turned out to be a pretty big client. And from then on, more harvests came in pretty rapid succession and I was off to the races. During that first year, my season of crises, every month, every week, literally every day and every hour, I was just wondering, when am I going to turn this corner? When am I going to get a new client? When am I going to get some positive cash flow? It was really, really hard. I decided to survive that year and all of its challenges. I kept telling myself I wouldn't give up. After the first month, the second month, the seventh month, eighth month, I kept thinking, I'll be darned if I'm going to quit when I am close to getting my first client. How ridiculous would that be? You see, I knew in my heart I was going to be wildly successful, but I just didn't know when. I didn't know when that success was going to blossom, when I would finally reap a harvest. If you're in a season of struggle right now, I hope you can take a bit of solace in knowing that, first of all, you are not alone. There's a lot of people struggling. I went through it, and I shared the stories of many entrepreneurs in my book that I co-authored with my great friend Martin Howie. It was a book called It's Okay to Be Scared, But Never Give Up. If your current season is a tough one, keep planting the seeds. Keep doing everything you can do to produce a harvest in the future. But like the farmer who keeps planting because he knows that he can't give up after a failing crop, he's got to start working to get ready for the next one. If you're struggling right now, the first decision you need to make is decide that you are going to survive.